This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week we're going to share special Christmas stories since Christmas 2016 is less than a week away. I think you'll enjoy these stories that have meant a lot to my life and the lessons they give about Christmas. All this week on Cross Hope, special Christmas stories. God bless you as you listen today and the rest of the week. But I was deeply moved by reading a true story written by a woman by the name of Jean Geetson. Jean lived in North Dakota in the 1940s. Her father worked for an oil company in North Dakota. The company moved him around to different parts of the country and different parts of the state. And somehow during the moves, and I can relate to this, if you've ever moved, you lose things. How many of you ever lost something in a move? You say, I still can't find that vase that we had in such and such a house, but it's gone. We've lost things that we cannot find. They lost their nativity set. So Christmas 1943, Jean Geetson said her mother went out to the local dime store in the small town in North Dakota and bought a nativity set. They got the nativity set home, and they discovered something that people wouldn't even think about today, but in small town America in the 1940s, it was a big deal. There were two baby Jesuses in the nativity set. You know, they had the three shepherds and all the characters, but there were two infant Jesuses in that. And it really bothered her mother. She thought, well, there's some other nativity set up at the dime store that somebody's going to buy, and they're going to get home on Christmas or whatever, and they're going to find that it's missing the Jesus. So she convinced the store owner to put a sign up in his store, if you're missing Jesus, call 7126. Honest to goodness, that's what she did. And it was just a four-digit phone number back in the 40s. If you're missing Jesus, call 7126. So all Christmas Eve and the days before Christmas, Jean said her brothers and sisters, they were waiting for the phone to ring, thinking somebody's going to call. But nobody called. Until late Christmas Eve, somebody didn't call for Jesus, but it was a woman who called the house and said, my husband just left me 2 or 3 days ago, and my furnace broke, and my kids have no food. We're freezing here. We're shivering in the cold in North Dakota in December. I clean the dime store. I'm the lady who comes in at night and cleans. I've got three children. And I saw the sign, if you're missing Jesus, call 7126. And that's all that's been going over in my mind, 7126, your phone number. And I just called. And you know what happened. That family went over and took food and gifts for the children. And her dad fixed the furnace that was broken, and he arranged for delivery of fuel oil on Christmas Eve night. And that was the most satisfying Christmas, because there was a mistake in the packaging. And then Jean Geetson says at the end of her story, but it really wasn't a mistake. The Lord had planned it. What would the Lord want to do in your life that you think is an accident, but it's all part of the plan? I can tell you part of it is that you love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind this Christmas. That you recognize that Jesus is Lord at His birth, not just at the cross. That you recognize that what Harry Reasoner says is that Christmas is utterly, completely false, or it's the truest thing in the world. It is utterly, completely false, or it's the truest thing in the world.
Have you ever felt prompted at Christmas to do something, to say something, to give something, or to love someone? Why not look into your heart right now and see what the Lord may be prompting you to do? Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.